Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you missed last Friday's program, you really want to catch an encouraging, faith-filled testimony about the power and the glory of God when we shared about a woman by the name of Dolores Winder who had 4 spinal fusions. She was confined to a body cast, and she was miraculously healed by the power of God in spite of her not even believing that divine healing was for today. Mm. But there was a point in her journey where she opened this small crack of window of faith, and God just invaded her, healed her body completely. I mean, you got to hear this testimony because it's one of the most powerful testimonies that I have even, come to know personally, as well as many people. Her story and what happened to her life is documented in a medical professional book for doctors, but it was amazing. She had a surgery that severed her nerves.
Yeah, something they don't even perform anymore. It's so drastic.
So drastic that part of her left side of her body, she couldn't no longer feel the pain because she was in excruciating pain, but also now she couldn't feel anything. Then from her waist down, she had no feeling whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Well, from that point, and you got to listen to it because it was a pretty long, it was a detailed segment just filled with the glory of God. And we can't even do it justice right now. But I had met Dolores Winder when I was a chaplain over at the LSU Medical Center, and I stayed in her home, her and Bill's home. And I had the chance to sit with them, holding the body cast, looking at the book, and hearing her share her testimony, which God has used her to share what God has done in her life all over the world. Don't discount what God is doing in your life. You never know. Listen, God's writing a story. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that often on VFN Radio. Don't mess it up. Mm-hmm. This is God's story. And if we just listen to what he is saying to us and we follow and do what he tells us to do, we're going to find out this is going to work really well for us. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting in her living room, guys, and she's sharing her testimony and what God did for her life. And she shared it to me like, it just happened yesterday. And this happened back in the 70s during Catherine Coleman's ministry. And she's sharing it. And one of the things, as she's sharing, I mean, you were just feeling the presence of God. It's just literally invading the living room. And I'm just sitting there like, oh my goodness, did God just walk in here? I'm just tearing up. I can't control it. And she's just talking. She's not preaching. She's just talking and sharing the glory
of God. Yeah.
Just share and the glory of God just starts just emanating in the room. It's just getting heavier and heavier. And I'm like, oh my goodness, God is here. God just walked in the room. And her husband Bill, he's so cool. He just gets up casually, just go gets the anointing oil. Like he just knows what's next. Mm-hmm. And she gets anointing oil, winds up praying for me, and it was a really powerful time in my life, and just ripped some concepts, to a whole new level of just experiencing the power and the glory of God. But she said something to me that was so amazing that I never forgot, and the Lord reminds me often. But she says, in your ministry, she goes, don't feel like you have to know everything. She goes, you don't. So I paused there for a second. I'm listening. Okay, She goes, don't feel like you have to know everything because the Holy Spirit knows everything. Mm. And the Holy Spirit lives inside of you.
That's right.
And all you have to do is just ask him. Mm-hmm. That sounds so basic. And it is. But when she said that, it was just like this light bulb, this revelation just went off and said, don't feel pressured today to feel like you got to figure everything out as if you possibly could. You can't.
Right.
You can't figure everything out. But you can trust fully and depend on the one who not only knows everything, but it is his beautiful and wonderful desire to reveal what he knows to those who ask. God wants to reveal it and share it. Just like Pat was saying, he has situations where he comes up and says, God, I need your help. Mm-hmm. I need your help. And it's interesting. If you're not thinking in faith or believing in faith that God's going to share it with you, you won't get it. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing how you'll pray and you'll ask God, Lord, reveal this situation to me, or this is happening in my family, or this is happening at work, or I need an answer to this problem, and I need a solution. Well, if you're not expecting it in faith, how could it arrive?
That's right.
And if you have a predetermined way how you're going to figure the thing out, then how can God give it to you? Have you ever had a situation where you really needed to know something, you didn't know it, then all of a sudden you bumped into someone that had this key that totally unlocked mm-hmm. something that you had no idea about?
That's right.
I mean, there's so much information that's out there, and God has all these keys that want to unlock these doors and these mysteries for you.
Mm-hmm.
But he does that oftentimes in a relationship. He oftentimes does that when you're connected to the full body of Christ, that no man is an island, no man is alone. He does it when God brings people in your life, a spiritual father, an apostle, and a pastor, leaders that are working with you, that God will begin to start revealing and showing things to you, because he uses the whole body of Christ to minister.
That's right.
So you're thinking it has to come from this way or that way. God says, no, it has to come the way I want to reveal it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that he may speak to you through a brother and sister in the Lord. It may be that God will have you go a certain place and someone will show up and say, hey, by the way, did you hear? And you're like, what did you just say?
All right.
Or he may speak to you in a dream.
Yeah.
And show you in detail mm-hmm. what's happening or what's the solution. I mean, there's so many different ways that God can get it to you, but you have to be open and ready to receive what it is that God wants to share.
That's right.
And how he wants to share it.
Yeah, you can't be so prideful thinking you've got all the answers, or, you know, why would God even bother to tell me, you know, something so trivial in our own mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. We just had the same thing happen not too long ago. We had, you know, a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom from an individual told us, you know, because we've been having this ongoing issue here in the studio, mm-hmm. and said, hey, did you ever think about calling so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, we haven't, nothing else worked. Let's call.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So we make the phone call, and we start troubleshooting this particular issue, and hey, did you do this? Did you try that? And right. This is the one thing we haven't done.
Right.
We tried it,
mm-hmm.
and lo and behold,
and it worked.
And it cleared up this ongoing issue we've been having for, I can't tell you how long.
Yeah.
Months, maybe.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
And it was just by obeying that word that came through.
Yeah.
You know, someone
Somebody
who.
Else.
Yeah.
This that is, I almost discounted. I was like, nah.
Yeah.
It can't be that.
It can't be that simple.
Exactly. Because you know? We played with those right. knobs before.
Yes. But
you know what I'm saying?
But then it was just like, okay, I'm just going to do it.
It's out of obedience.
Yep. Going to do it. And it worked.
It's amazing how many things come out of just simple obeying God. I mean, mm-hmm. this is not rocket science here, following the Lord here. This is not rocket science.
Mm-mm.
But when we humble ourselves and just be open, you yeah. know, God, whatever, however you want, whoever you want to use
mm-hmm.
to share and give the answer, I'll receive it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll receive it.
Be willing.
Be willing. God has all these keys that are willing to have the ability to open up doors of possibilities to you. Listen, this week I want to encourage you. Listen to VFN Radio. We are going to be sharing so much about self. Last week we talked about self-limiting thoughts, but we're going to talk about raising the roof, ripping off the lid of thoughts that hold you down, so that you can have an open heaven and believe God to do great things. You know, oftentimes people blame the enemy for so much, but the truth is mm-hmm. that sometimes you can be your worst enemy
mm-hmm.
and you can have a jar that's you know, a lid of that jar over your brain, if you will, over your mind, over your ability to think, that doesn't allow you to think past a certain place. You have a roof level, if you will. No, it can never work that way. It can never, and it's time to raise the roof. It's time to take the roof off of your spiritual house to have the open heaven above you where you can believe God for extraordinary things. Listen, the Bible says that life is but a vapor. We're here basically today and we're gone tomorrow. From the moment that you're born, you're dying every single day, and you don't have one more second to waste. This life is meant to be lived with purpose, passion, and power, all for the Lord. But if you have thoughts of defeat, if you have thinking of doubt, you won't accomplish a single thing for the Lord. And it's time. It's time to ask God bold questions, and it's time to do bold things for the Lord.
That's right.
So step on out, trust Him, and do great and powerful things for God, because He's right there with you. We're just talking about how the Holy Spirit knows all things, and this is what He does. He reveals Jesus to us. He reveals the mysteries and the Word of God. He reveals revelation for us. We don't have just information, right? But we want revelation, the revealed rhema Word of God, not just the Logos written Word, right? God is ever revealing and unveiling if we ask, we look, and we look for it. And we don't become familiar with God's unveiling. Now, oftentimes people become familiar and they miss what it is that God's trying to show them. It's not that God's not speaking. It's that we're not perceptive to the voice of God. We're not looking in faith and anticipation to hear the voice of the Lord. So we want to encourage you. Listen, God loves you, has a plan for your life, and He wants to walk with you and reveal more and more of His beauty, of His glory, of His splendor, of His majesty, of His love, of His mercy, compassion. There's so much to God. Listen, if you had a thousand lives, you still couldn't figure it all out. You would still gonna have a new dimension of God. I believe that's one of the reasons that the angels and the living creatures are constantly saying, holy, holy, holy before God in the throne room. They're saying holy, maybe because they're seeing another dimension, another facet of who God is. So it's like they see one dimension and they go, holy. And then God gives them another glimpse and they're like, holy. And then God gives them another glimpse and they're like, holy. That goes on for eternity.
Yeah.
And you're just like, holy. Listen, God wants to just wreck your world for Him. You can enjoy Him and just be blown away as He is constantly and ever revealing who He is. And it's a journey. It's beautiful. And be dependent. Because, listen, once He shows you a glimpse, you will always stay close. Always want to be there, because He'll just show you every step of the way. Every step of the way.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.